for human rights in 2015 and 2019, including to the UN Voluntary Fund for Victims of Torture in 2014 and 2019. More frequently, Egypt receives periodic review by the UN treaty bodies. Egypt increases the engagement and cooperation with the special procedure mandate holders of Human Rights Council, including by increasing the frequency of visits of special procedures. It's also commendable that Egypt acceded to the African Union Convention on Preventing and Combating Corruption in 2017 and to the Arab Charter on Human Rights in April 2019. In 2015, Egypt withdrew its reservation to Article 21, Paragraph 2 of the African Charter on Rights and Welfare of the Child, which forbids the marriage of children under the age of 18. I would like to raise the question concerning human trafficking. There are concerns expressed also by other treaty bodies of the UN, like CEDAW Committee, the Human Rights Committee, and the Committee on Protection of Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. There are concerns expressed by International Labour Organization under the ILO Convention number 182 against the worst forms of child labour. Egypt is also state party to the UN Palermo Protocol, advocating the comprehensive definition of human trafficking and the victim-oriented approach. The committee welcomes the steps taken by the state party, like the adoption of the Act No. 64 of 2010 on combating human trafficking, the establishment in 2017 of the National Coordination Committee for Combating and Preventing Illegal Migration and Human Trafficking, and the adoption of the National Strategy to Combat and Prevent Human Trafficking for 2016 to 2021. The State Party is requested to update the committee on the recent steps taken. Has the State Party taken steps to ensure effective enforcement of Law No. 64 while providing sufficient resources to address the needs of women and girls who are victims of human trafficking? Have the victims of trafficking have access to effective remedies and reparation? Does the State Party provide adequate victim and witness protection programs? Has the State Party taken specific measures to combat trafficking for the purpose of removal of organs, including with regard to street children and the phenomena of tourist and temporary marriage, which are allegedly contracted for purpose of trafficking in women and girls? Reportedly, the children at the age of 15 to 18 years old who enter prostitution on their own free will are still victims of commercial sexual exploitation according to the penal code and child law. Egyptian government is recommended to take necessary measures to ensure that all child victims of prostitution who are under the age of 18 are treated as victims rather than offenders. To this end, the Egyptian government is recommended to amend Section 111 of the child law to ensure that children under 18 years old who are victims of prostitution are not criminalized. Please update the information concerned. Please also provide information on matters concerning how children who have been removed from the streets are provided with assistance and socially integrated into education and vocational training. I also note that the UN Special Rapporteur Against Trafficking reported on sexual exploitation of girls and calls on Egyptian government to step up efforts to prevent and eliminate human trafficking. The sexual exploitation of children, according to the report, can occur in popular tourist areas such as Cairo, Alexandria, and Luxor. Therefore, both the government and the tourism business should implement child protection procedures to protect children operating within their business facilities. So relevant information is also welcome. I thank you indeed.